Some of the most historic and iconic parts of Boston are getting a contemporary artistic treatment this month. And if you want to see how old meets new, climb aboard the next ferry.
Good morning.
Morning. How you doing? Welcome aboard.
And cruise out to the Boston Harbor Islands. We did earlier this week to see what's called the Isles Arts Initiative. We ventured out to George's Island. It's 7 miles off the coast, about a 40-minute ride away. George's and its neighbor Spectacle Island are the focal points of this walking arts exhibit. They're both rough-hewn, and they both feel remote, except for the jets from Logan. You might not think they'd be the right canvas for a group of intrepid Boston artists, but they are. Liz Devlin saw their potential right away. She's curator of the exhibit, and she's been organizing it for the past 2 years. She came along with us on the ride to George's Island. As we chugged toward the dock, we could already see the first piece of art. It's a figure wrapped in blue tarp and rope, as if something's about to happen to it. Liz Devlin says it's by a collective called OK Mountain. And if the statue makes you wonder whether it's coming or going, you got the artist's point.
And so they were just thinking about the history of the island and all the changes that it goes through, and they wanted to kind of have this tribute figure that is a statue that's covered, and is it being renovated? Is it being something that's taken down? And so it's just kind of talking about the evolving histories of all the islands.
The history of George's Island is rich. There's a fort used during the Civil War, Fort Warren. You can trek the grounds, cut through the short tunnel, and end up at the parade grounds. There's another piece of art right there, a long, tall, improvised monster made of wood scraps hiding behind a tree. This kind of thing, pop-up art, inspires Liz Devlin. But to make it work, she had to get local artists to buy in.
This isn't for everybody. I mean, you really have to have a maintenance plan, and you also need to be comfortable with the fact that there could be things that happen to your work out here over the course of a summer, a kid with a purple crayon or somebody, you know, punching a hole through something. And it takes a certain type of artist to be kind of okay and embrace that sort of experience.
Artists Jamie Horgan and Alex DeMaria seem tailor-made for this kind of challenge. They saw creative potential in the powder house, where weapons and ammunition used to be stored. It's made of huge granite slabs with a pitched roof. The artists constructed scaffolding on the roof. Alex explains.
So what we're looking at is a wooden structure with a vertical axis windmill on it, made out of PVC pipe and plywood. And it's sitting on top of this peaked roof.
Alex grabs a cable around a pulley. He slowly makes it move clockwise. And then the subtle results. Out of this imposing Gothic structure that held guns and ammo, they made a wind-up music box. Okay, so this is what it sounds like outside, which is mostly the creaking of the pulley that you're turning right now. And then let's check it out inside.
This thing works just like a tiny wind-up music box, and so we have this drum with spikes on it, just like you would find in a little tiny one, and tines, steel tines made out of electrician's fish tape, and it plucks the tines as it turns around, playing a song that we composed sort of after we had built the instrument.
How does the melody go?
You want me to sing it? Dun, 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 dun.
On windy days, you can hear the song just fine. On calm days, like this one, it's just a few plunks. But Jamie and Alex say it doesn't really matter if visitors hear it as music. The idea is that they're really just listening to the island.
And so it would be great if people heard this thing and then walked around the island and heard a lot of other things in a different way.
Yeah, that they might not have listened to before.
Yeah.
It was just background.
Yeah, I think like listening takes a certain or different kind of attention span or something. The visual is maybe what we're more trained to use.
As we prepare to leave, a ferry full of kids from Charlestown pulls up at the dock. They're about to see and hear George's Island in a whole different way.
Welcome to George's Island, folks. Visitor center is open. Snack bar will be open next door of the island at 11 o'clock.
Thank you.
Or shortly after.
The art exhibit on George's Island and on Spectacle and at other venues on the mainland will be up until the end of the month. And this note, tomorrow the Highland Street Foundation is offering free ferry rides starting at 8 a.m. to both George's and Spectacle Island. You can find all the details about the exhibit at WBUR.org.